It is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill. One of Triple M Footy's finest is joining us now.
Oh, Mark Howard, of course, boss of many things, but the Howie Games being among the very tip-top of them, joins us, I think, into, is it Season 7, Howie, as we welcome you?
Hello, nice to speak to you. Season 7 is continuing. There's no cricket, there's no footy to cause you know, Jim, so I'm sitting at home with nothing to do except podcasts at the moment, so tune in and have a listen, for heaven's sake.
Hey, don't worry. Plenty of people are because they got bugger all to do as well, and the thing's popular enough anyway. But you've got some big names in Season 7. Tell us a bit about what's coming up.
Well, it's a strange situation, Jim, because every athlete on the planet has got stuff all to do, and now that you need to go remote, you can go international. So there's all sorts of people. One drop today with Kurt Fearnley. I've got an interesting one lined up that you boys will enjoy to record tomorrow night with a fellow called Martin Brundle in England. So he's the king of the grid walk in Formula One.
That's it.
So Brian has always claimed that roaming Brian was his idea, but I might put it to him that that came up first. But the one that came out last week, Bill, we got a little grab from Elisa Healy, went out, made 70-odd in the World Cup final, dominated, Bill, but she had a preparation that you would have enjoyed, is what she said to on the Howie Games, about a preparation for that World Cup final.
One of the ladies at the club, her son owns a little restaurant down in the CBD there, and we went in there, and lo and behold, I've had 3 beers.
And
I'm like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to leave right now. And then as it happens, another one of our mates walked past, and she has 2 kids, and they're on a scooter. So here I am in the middle of Melbourne CBD at about 8 p.m. on a kid's scooter, racing one of them down the street. And holy dooly, it's like I didn't even know that I had a World Cup final the next day.
My favourite part of that, Howie, is hooly dooly.
Yes, hooly dooly. What a legend. Had 3 pots the night before the World Cup final, went and made 70-odd. It's incredible. Just 3 weeks ago, there was 80-odd thousand. Yes. At the MCG, and now the world has come to a grinding halt.
Well, Howie, as you know, 3 beers was a minimum for her uncle. He used to have about 14. So it's in the Healy blood, no doubt about that. But you also caught up with Grant Hackett, yes?
Yeah, fascinating one. That's probably a few episodes now. Just Google the Howie Games. You can get it on Podcast One or Apple, wherever you get your podcast. But, you know, this is probably certainly our greatest distance swimmer ever in the Olympics. 3 gold medals, and you think you want to go in there and pump him up and talk about how good a swimmer he was. But when he started talking about how he felt when he didn't win, it blew me away. So this is how he viewed his non-winning performances.
3 silvers and the bronze. Are you proud of those, or were they missed opportunities?
They're failures.
Are they?
Every silver medal in my cupboard's a failure.
Well, that's a bit of a downer.
Yeah, it is. Sorry to put the conversation like that.
Your face just dropped when I mentioned it. I didn't expect
yeah,
to say
well,
that.
It's funny. I look back on my career. I think over 12 years, I lost the 1500 twice in that whole entire time at every major meet. And that's what I think about in my career. So I still hear those results and I'm disgusted by them, to be honest, because they should be a lot better.
Disgusted is a strong adjective.
Yeah. Well, it's suitable for how I feel towards it.
Gee, disgusted. You're right. A strong word, probably better than adjective.
Now, Bill,
yes.
Bill, before you pull me up, lucky you don't view your career like that, because falling. That's disgusting as well, Billy boy.
Not bad from a thong-wearing bogan from Bowen Head. Is that Howie? Well done. Season 7 of the Howie Games, available on Podcast One.
Hey, Howie, just before we leave you've done a lot of amazing athletes in this series. That is an incredibly common thing, that in unbelievably good athletes don't look back on their career fondly.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You talk to footballers, you talk to the Hawks that won those 4, like Hodge and Mitchell and Roughhead, they still go back to the grand final against Sydney as the one that sits in their gut. But I guess, Jim, that's why these people are so good, because if there's one thing I've learned 80-odd episodes in, all the best people have had massive knocks along the way, but they've got up, and that's what's kept driving them. And they just sort of grind away. They just don't ever take no for an answer and just keep plugging away until they get where they want to get.
Yeah, that's right. That's like me good self. 80 episodes, Marco. Yeah,
that's not the line I was drawing, Bill, but anyway.
Give me your top 2 in 80 episodes.
Luke Longley. because he's just got incredible stories about playing with Jordan. He talks about having to check in hotels with the Chicago Bulls under a pseudonym, Bill, which is for
different
those
name.
That don't understand. Right, Bill?
Thank you, Bill.
He used to check in as Norman Gunston.
He did.
When he'd check in a hotel. And he also occasionally used to check in as Bruce Dool when he was playing alongside Michael Jordan. So that was one of my favourites. Yeah. I love the cricket, so... Ricky Ponting's a favourite. The Campbell sisters, Kate and Bronte, it's like separating your kids. They're all pretty top shelf, to be honest, Bill.
I haven't got a call yet, I noticed
you didn't put Mike Hussey in there, and I don't blame you either, because as exciting as Hackett and Healy are, he is not.
He's a good episode, though, Bill. I would love to have you on the Howie Games, dedicate 10 minutes to each of the grand finals, and then we'll see where we go from there. Anytime.
Do you ever play footy or any sort of sport?
No, Bill, you've got a good point. I lost three in a row for Paran against the same team in the footy. I was no good, but we lost three grand finals at the same ground in 3 years to the same team.
Gee, you would have been an outside player, wouldn't you? Just out in the wing somewhere.
Yeah, half or flank, Bill. Didn't tackle ever. How are you boys going with the whole isolation, et cetera? I'm down in Barwon Heads. If you're going to be isolated, it's a nice place. But it's challenging times for people at the moment.
Well, Bill's life hasn't changed. He wasn't around anyone before, and he's not around anyone now.
I bought a jigsaw. Jill gave it to me, actually. But I've actually got the sides and the corners to one side. Yes. So that's as far as I got. Bloody hard jigsaws.
Howie, great chatting to you, mate. We look forward to season 7 continuing of the Howie Games.
Haven't got it in the can, so I don't want to give too much away, but Monday slated to do an interview with Australia's current Formula One driver, so I'll let you blokes figure that out. So hopefully that comes up very, very soon.
Who's that?
That's not Mark Webber.
Because it wouldn't have finished that interview.
Right, I'm done. I'm out. Have a great day.
Well done, mate.
You can grab the Howie Games from Podcast One. Just Google Howie Games and make sure you listen to them. They're great episodes.